Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarah. If this comes out crappy, it's because my headphones are crappy. I haven't had a chance to get new ones. And they suck. So I thought I would record a... I thought I would record, because I told you the other day I was going to come back on and explain what happened to my phone, and I never did. So I thought that I'd explain it real quick for those of you who are kind of curious, who don't know what happened, because I mentioned it, and I told people that I would tell you what happened, and I kind of didn't. So, the deal is, I went to install the new Apple update thing that came out. I think it was 5.1.1. And I clicked install. And then I got an error message. Said it could not install. Clicked OK. Clicked install again. Started telling me the percentages, like 25%. 30%, 31%, 32%, 50%, you know, stuff like that. And then VoiceOver said something, but I didn't finish saying it, and I couldn't understand it. Then VoiceOver said alert, and before I could finish the word alert, everything just stopped. And I couldn't get my phone to come on, I couldn't get my phone to do anything, I don't know. So I went to Apple. And they said that the logic board fried, which is basically like the motherboard. They call it a logic board. So I was all freaked out and upset and didn't know what to do. I'm just about to start work, have to have a phone, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was kind of like, crap, you know, so I was really upset and... My sister said she doesn't do the upgrades, and her phones have lasted for a long time. So I don't know. I've had other people tell me that it's nothing to do with that, which it might not. But at this point, I figure it really doesn't matter, because what happened, happened, and there's no point in arguing what caused it, because it's over and it can't be fixed. So that's basically what happened. And I had to basically... borrow money to get another phone, and I have to pay it back next month, and it kind of sucks, because I was waiting for the new iPhone to come out, and I really wanted to get it, and now I won't be, so, kind of bites a little, you know, like, sucks, because, you know, like I said, I was had it all planned out. I was waiting for the new phone, and I was going to keep that one as a backup in case I ever needed it. And I was happy with that, but I guess we don't always control life, and I can't always choose what happens. And so I guess I'm just thankful that I have a phone, and that works. And Siri is pretty cool, which I did want Siri, but... I really didn't want to get it in that way. Kind of sucks. But, yeah. So that's basically what happened with my phone. So I thought I would tell you. Because I'm sure some of you guys were curious. But the ones that didn't know. But, yeah. Anyways, I don't know. This is going to cut pretty soon probably. So I'm going to go. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.